news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
It is Sunday, May 18th, 2014. Another episode of the live What Are You Reading comic book show is in effect. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. And there's been reportings of a supposed giant lizard-like monster stomping around the city or so, but that shouldn't stop us.
Yeah, we don't let natural disasters and creatures and stuff stop this show from rolling.
Yeah, exactly. No matter how human-stomping they might be.
And so we're here to talk comic book and comic book news and stuff closely related to comic books, you know? And
yeah. If it's connected to a comic, we're going to talk about it.
And we want you to join us because, you know, as much as I talk to Jordan, I really don't like talking to him. That's only because I talk to them all the time, and I'd rather talk to you. So, Jordan, how can I get them to talk to you?
Well, there are a number of ways many people can join us and ignore you and maybe talk to me instead. They can join us by calling the number 215-253-4516. You can also join us on Skype. Just add the contact SilverSurfer_forever, or you can join us on the Rant EM Radio Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chatroom-live.
All right, so how was your week?
It was fine. I did a guest appearance on Comic Book Cast. I did an episode Blood, Sweat, Comics.
You know, your contract is exclusive with me, so who?
You
haven't read your contract. You're going to be in legal act. I'm bringing up legal action.
Okay, all you put in front of me was a college notebook piece of paper and a green colored pencil.
And you signed it without reading it.
There was nothing on the paper.
You just said
sign this.
Well, life lesson learned. Which my lawyers will be contacting you soon. But anyway.
Yeah, if you want to hear that episode that I did with co-host Joel Daly, you can go by thecomicbookcast.com or check it out on their YouTube or Blip page or iTunes, which Rant EM Radio is also on iTunes. So why not go by iTunes and subscribe to Rant EM Radio and the What Are You Reading comic book show? Both on iTunes and rate us 5 stars and leave a review. That would be very lovely and help us out a lot here.
Well, I'm gonna think about your employment. You got an hour to convince me otherwise. Anyway,
great.
Anyway, we had a movie this weekend.
Yeah,
so that starts off with the box office news,
and of course.
Stomping their way into theaters this weekend was Godzilla
Go, go, Godzilla!
Reboot, American remake.
That, from what I hear, they do not completely fuck up.
And it was done by Warner Brothers and... who used to be at Warner Brothers? They're leaving them now.
Legendary.
Legendary, yes. I don't know what Warner Brothers is going to do without Legendary. You know, especially...
How can I live without you?
Anyway, the film got off to a Friday start of the biggest opening day of the year. But it did not break the $100 million mark for the weekend. But it did stomp all kinds of ass with $93 million in domestic total for the weekend. That's just short of what Captain America did, but, you know... Captain America dropped down to 8th place with 3.7 million. Its domestic total is up to 250 million. It is almost the number one movie of the year.
Yes, and what about our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
That was in 3rd place. That brought in 16 million. So, it's still not doing bad, 172 million
domestically. Oh, that's nice. It's doing good.
I'm surprised it got up that high because it dropped big time last weekend after a kick-ass opening.
Great opening. Just sudden drop because people aren't so hot on this new Spider-Man movie as it seems.
It must be doing better during the weekdays than we've been paying attention to.
From what I've seen, weekdays might be more essential to this movie rather than the weekends.
And Iron Man 4 came in 15th place with $73,000.
Yarp.
Did you see Iron Man 4?
What?
Iron Man 4.
Iron Man 4. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Chef. No, that's not Iron Man. I got confused because the cast of Iron Man is in that movie.
Yeah, so. Okay. No, I have not seen Chef. I have not.
That's my fault. That's not a comic book movie. Just a good movie, so.
I do have a friend who saw it early at South by Southwest.
My apologies, folks. I saw... I saw Robert Downey Jr. and John Favreau and Scarlett Johansson. I thought it was Iron Man 4, but I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Robert Downey Jr., here's a story. A nice little story out there that they'll tug in your heartstrings. It's a nice story.
Okay.
If my computer... Yes, there we go. All right. There's a woman, Sophie Caldicott. And her father, Stratford, is a huge Marvel Comics fan. Sadly, he was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. And it seems he wasn't well enough to make a trip to go see Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Just a child or an adult?
What?
Just a child or an adult?
Stratford? It's an adult.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Stratford was not well enough to make to catch Captain America and Winter Soldier in theaters. So starting last Monday, his daughter Sophie launched a simple campaign, get a little advanced copy of the movie for her father since he's being had to be stuck at home, and bring him a little cheer for a difficult time. What happened was, this got around to the cast of the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all over Sophie's blog at sophiecaldicott.wordpress.com, and from the various actors' Twitters, they had all started social support with the hashtag #CapForStrat, from Mark Ruffalo to Chris Evans, Jeremy Renner, Sam Jackson, Robert Downey Jr., and Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, and Clark Gregg and Chloe Bennett. They were actually able to successfully get the advanced copy of Captain America Winter Soldier for Stratford.
That's nice.
Yeah, ain't that sweet? That's a nice little lovely story to start off with.
Yes. I meant to tell you when we were talking about the Godzilla box office that the U.S. Air Force does have a plan if Godzilla does show up. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yes, they you know, in case of emergency, in case Godzilla does show up, they have a plan to take him out. Now, I don't see why, because Godzilla, he's for the children. He protects the planet. He's not evil.
He fought the smog monster. I mean, come on.
That's right. He restores balance. So. But yeah, I saw Godzilla. I enjoyed it. Now, not everybody's not on that boat. I understand that, you know.
I've heard mostly positive things, although there are a few detractors among the reviews of Godzilla I have seen and heard.
Well, you know, everybody's not going to like everything, but
no, that's true. And it's a you know, I especially learned that in film school. It's a fool's gambit to make something that everyone to love, because it's not going to please everyone. It's like, you know, I'm actually glad when someone tells me my thing sucks. I was like, yes, please tell me that. I want to know how I could possibly get better and improve. Please tell me how much you hate this.
And movie trailers. Tomorrow's a big day.
Yes.
The full first trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy will go online tomorrow. 10 a.m. Pacific time with a live Q&A with the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy, including Chris Pratt, Dave Bautista, Bautista, for all you listeners, Karen Gillan, Amy Pond from Doctor Who, and director James Gunner, along with an exclusive world premiere of the trailer, only at facebook.com/Guardians of the Galaxy. So
that means it's going to hit YouTube within like 5 minutes after
10,
that.
10, 11, 12, 1. So I got to wait to what, 2 o'clock, I think?
That means 11, 1 o'clock for me.
12, 1, yeah, 2, 2 o'clock Eastern time. So let's see if we get more excited or less.
I'm hoping more. I'm already Jones for this movie.
Yeah, they made a big deal about the trailer for Interstellar in front of Godzilla, but it came online even before that.
Yep, and I like me that Interstellar trailer. It looks fantastic. The new Nolan sci-fi film.
Starring everybody's new favorite beau. Who am I talking about?
Matthew McConaughey. Hey.
Yeah, everybody's man crush all of a sudden.
Well, that's because he suddenly realized, oh, I can be a good actor. I just need to choose my projects wisely. Like Wolf of Wall Street, Dallas Buyers Club, Bernie, Mud, True Detective.
So, you know, from what I got from the trailer, you know, life on Earth is becoming unsustainable because of food shortage. And we've gotten to a point now where we got to go out there and find some new place to live. And it's up to Matthew McConaughey to lead a group of people to find a new home for mankind. Now, of course, in a journey like that, not everybody's going to leave the planet, but you got to make sure that mankind itself survives. And
well, yeah.
But, you know, he believes he's going to make it back to Earth. So
Matthew McConaughey is going to save us all.
So this could be a combination of big blockbuster plus, you know, the kind of roles he's been doing as of late. So we'll see if this role he's been on with, everybody's been heaping praises and giving him awards, is
Well, did you see Dallas Buyers Club? He totally earned that.
No, I haven't had a chance to see that yet, but
you suck.
Well, I'll see it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you shut. So why don't? So there were a couple of big TV finales recently.
Wait, are we done with movies before we?
Oh, I thought we were.
No, I'm just making sure. Did we talk about Your boy Channing Tatum getting the role of Gambit?
Yeah, Channing. Gambit has been casted. It's thankfully not against Taylor Kitsch. Nothing against him. His Gambit just sucked a big bag of
dicks. Now, I don't know. I really don't know if he can pull. He can pull off the accent or not.
Okay, yes. I know Gambit's Cajun roots are a huge part of the character. They're like, you can't do Gambit without New Orleans or Louisiana any sort of Cajun. But, look, dialect coaches exist for a reason. He's gone. Rickers is saying, he's working on it. So I'm not worried on that part. I'm not worried about the accent on that part because he's actually making an effort. My worry is how well written this character is going to be, and can Tatum help truly translate this character from Paige? Because again, we've had one Gambit in live action, and it sucked.
I don't know if it
sucked. Terrible movie. No.
I mean, the movie wasn't that great, but I don't know he was. Terrible. I wouldn't go that far.
See, Gambit's always one of those characters I can really care about. I didn't give a shit about him in X-Men Origins. That to me was a big problem.
All right, well, like I said, if he can pull out the accent, you know, it's not like...
Yes, Gambit has been officially casted. It's Channing Tatum, most likely possibly for X-Men Apocalypse, maybe. We're not sure
now,
what...
Is this going to tie into all of the X-Men universe? Is just going to be standalone?
We don't know yet. See, they're being secret about those details. Those details are being kept secret. All we know is Gambit's going to be... portrayed on screen again, and it's gonna be Channing Tatum.
I'm hearing all kinds of good things about X-Men, but
yes, I am too. Makes me excited to go see it. I'm actually gonna be rereading Days of Future Past very soon.
Well, reading, I don't know if that's gonna do anything for the movie because.
It just gives me an excuse to reread that great book. Even though I don't really need one, this just helps provide one.
I'm surprised they never came out with a poster similar to the iconic cover.
See, that's the one thing that's disappointed me about this movie's marketing so far. It's just like there's no true Days of Future Past poster, because that would be great, just seeing, you know, just the image of Hugh Jackman and Kitty Pryde and Ellen Page against that wall. It's like dead, deceased, you know, he's still alive. And I'm disappointed in you, Fox. What the hell? You had one job. Okay, two jobs. It was to, one, make a cool poster like that, and two, don't cancel being, almost human. You failed two times. You failed both. You, goddamn it, Fox. You just disappoint
me. Well, you said Fox. Well, Fox is saying that doesn't seem like Fantastic Four is going to be taking place in the same world as X-Men. And I don't know if I believe that because I think everybody wants to do some kind of crossover movie. And
yeah, they could just be like, easily cock teasing us right now.
And did you see the trailer for what movie am I talking about?
Snowpiercer?
Yes.
No, I did not see that. What is Snowpiercer? Explain to me and anyone else who may not know.
Snowpiercer, what country is that from? It's from a graphic novel. I'm getting the information now. I'm sorry, people. I should have had it in front of me because I thought Jordan would have his homework done. But it's cool. Let's see. Zilla, Batman, Raccoon. Let me see. No, that's not the bait. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm on the air. Okay.
Uh-oh. Technical problems, people.
Hello?
I didn't hear anything.
No, I was just checking my connection was kind of glitchy for a second, and I'm just making sure it's fine. Is that all you got for Snowpiercer? Or...
No, because you asked me a question, I need to answer it. And,
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got the information in front of me here. I just got
okay, so where's it from?
it. Oh, come on, don't be like
Well, I'll tell you what the movie's about. From what I got from the
No,
trailer,
not you, my computer.
no, from what I got from the trailer, it's about these people on a train. And the train is kind of divided in the front half and the back half. But the front half of the train is doing good, and most of the people in the back half, they're not doing good. And I think all of humanity's on this train, but not.
Well, it is a South Korean American science fiction action film that is based on the graphic novel La Transparence by Jacques Loeb, Benjamin Legrand, and Jean-Marc Rochette. Directed by Bong Joon-ho. And apparently 80% of the film was shot in English. It stars Chris Evans, Chuck
Cap.
Kang-ho, Go Awesome, Jamie Bell, Ewan Bremmer, John Hurt, Tilda Swinton, Octavia Spencer, and Ed Harris.
So the cast is there. This looks like it could be a nice little sleeper hit.
Yeah, it seems like it. And apologies to any Korean people for those pronunciations. I studied French. That's how I was able to do the French name so well. But apparently, the premise is in a future where a failed global warming experiment kills all of life on the planet, except for a lucky few that boarded the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around the globe where a class system involves. Yeah, I did not see a trailer, although this sounds very interesting.
I don't know why it is posted on the Facebook page.
Well, I didn't notice it until like just now.
Okay. One more movie thing. Universal and Legendary is plotting a Namor movie. I'm surprised that Marvel doesn't have the rights to Namor, but I guess
Yeah, that is surprising. Yes. From the article, it says, following Universal Pictures' announcement on Wednesday of an untitled 2016 event project from its new partner, Legendary Pictures, the website suggests Tentpole could be a Submariner movie, as the studio still holds the rights. So, Namor, the Submariner, constant chaser of Sue Storm. It's rest with Universal. And there have been rumors going around like earlier this week of Zac Efron being targeted for a Marvel movie. Rumors were he's possibly going to be Matt Murdock for the upcoming Netflix series, or more likely, he could be Namor.
With Legendary behind it, I kind of trust it can be a good movie.
Yeah, I do like Namor. I do. Namor is a very interesting character. Although, at times I have gotten a little sick of the whole I love Sue Storm thing. Because, it takes a good writer to make the Sue Reed Namor love triangle thing very interesting. But, like over the years, I haven't seen anything
Well,
that's
they
just like.
couldn't. They wouldn't do the whole Sue Storm thing.
No, I know that since Universal does not have the rights for the Fantastic Four films, and I'm glad of that because it's like, good, we can get a Namor story without having to like involve them. Like, let Namor be on his own.
Well, the thing about Namor, loving being in love with Sue Storm. See, Namor just don't fall in love with any woman, so, and it adds to him being an adversary to the Fantastic Four, that he longs for Sue Storm, Sue Richards. Anyway, you got any other movie news before we do the
Nope.
TV?
Yeah, let's move into TV.
Should we talk about the schedule?
Yes. Schedules have been announced for the upcoming comic book properties that we talked about last week coming to TV. Gotham will air Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Fox. The CW Arrow spinoff, The Flash, will air at Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Oh, no, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Sorry, I'm confused because I'm in Central Time Zone. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually going to move up an hour earlier from its time slot.
Let me move back. It's moving to 9. That would...
Yeah, yes, move it's moving to 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Okay.
Arrow will remain in its Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central time slot, as it has. Constantine has been announced to air at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Fridays on NBC, a slot currently held by Hannibal, but it will be teamed up with the fourth season of Grimm come this fall. As for CW's iZombie, no schedule has been announced for that yet, although...
That'll come around mid-season.
Yes, and what will come around mid-season two, airing in place of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., will be Marvel's Agent Carter, which has been announced to have an 8-episode first season.
So what they're doing with S.H.I.E.L.D. is they're breaking the season in half. So instead of getting some new episodes and then reruns, you'll probably get a straight run up until the mid-season.
Yeah. Then you'll get Agent Carter
for 8 weeks.
And then back to Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. I like that plan. I also love that Agent Carter only has 8 episodes for its first season.
You know who did that? Once Upon a Time did that this season, where they went for 11 straight weeks with no break, no reruns. Then they went off the air, did not show any reruns. And then they came back on the air and went for another 11 weeks. No interruptions, no reruns. And more shows may be doing that, which is more of a... That's kind of what cable does.
Yes.
But now the networks are starting to do that.
And I'm glad. Limited number of episodes is great. Gotham announced it's only going to have 16 episodes for its first season.
Yeah, well, the thing about Gotham, that is in a time slot where other shows have been known to air, like The Following, and, well, they look like they moved Sleepy Hollow from 8 to 9 o'clock.
That's cool. That's really cool. Because Sleepy Hollow was in that time slot in the fall.
8 o'clock, yeah.
It was only at 8 one time for its like 2-hour finale. Which, by the way, watch Sleepy Hollow. It's amazing.
No, I'm not. You know, they're lucky they're bringing Gotham on there, because I wouldn't be watching Fox after taking off Almost Human.
Well, speaking of these shows we talked about, there's two bits of news involving The Flash. One is that John Wesley Shipp's role has been announced. John Wesley Shipp being the one who played Barry Allen back in the original Flash series that aired on CBS from 1990 to 1991. You can find the series on YouTube. Will be playing Henry Allen, Barry's father. Which may expand into a recurring role.
Is he going to be in jail?
No word on that yet.
Mm-hmm.
No word on that yet. But also, speaking of The Flash, CW released a full 5-minute trailer that's pretty much just a condensed version of the pilot out. But I got really excited by this.
Yeah, it looked like... They're really going to put some effort into making it into a fairly decent show. You know, they show him waking up from his coma, and he doesn't know what's been happening for the last 9 months. Then he starts to realize that everything around him is slowing down, and gets some kind of explanation. And you know, looks like some of the villains he's going to be dealing with are also the product of the accident that created himself
Yeah, it could be taking a cue from the new 52 way of the Flash. Which I don't mind, because I didn't mind what they were doing with the Flash in 52, although I'm like, keep it a little bit more traditional for the series, if they could.
And he's going to be getting some advice from Oliver Queen.
Who will appear in the pilot.
Who looks like he's becoming the Batman of the TV universe.
Apparently. But as for the trailer, I found a record saying that after Batman, the Flash is my guy at DC. And I am so happy with this trailer. The way Barry looks in costume, the way the super speed looks, how Grant Gustin still looks like he's owning the role of Barry as he did on Arrow. This is my most anticipated show of the fall season now.
Now, are we going to get any other heroes make an appearance or two during the last season?
Because, who knows?
Because, okay. They talked about bringing superpowers into Arrow, but it didn't happen when they did not give us the backdoor Flash pilot, and instead decided to just make a Flash pilot for its own TV show. And the closest you got to anybody with any kind of powers is these people on Mirakuru, which gave them super strength. But, you know, that's not really a superpower per se. But so we're still waiting for Arrow to come up with somebody with a super. Even Black Canary didn't have her superpower. And they came up with a scientific way for her to have her canary scream.
Yep. In a very clever way that I liked. This has just become now my most anticipated show of the fall. I really like how it looks. I was excited by it, and I'm just so happy there's a Flash TV series that's gonna happen again.
Mm-hmm. And so now after the week is over, I have nothing to watch on TV for. So probably June, because everything I watched had a season finale. Once Upon a Time had a 2-hour season finale on Sunday, which people are still talking about. Jordan, you're not a man if you don't watch Once Upon a Time.
Jesus, how many times I gotta go over this? I'm catching up.
You're catching up. You're not.
Yes.
No, you should be caught up by now.
Well, I'll tell you this. I already know about that ending, because Facebook inadvertently spoiled it for me, but okay.
Should we talk about the ending then?
Okay, spoiler warning. Elsa from Frozen is coming.
Well, or someone like her.
Well, it is Elsa. Come on.
Well, somebody with snow powers in a blue dress and white gloves showed up at the very last moment on Once Upon a Time. You saw her from the back and snow's everywhere. And so, either it's going to be Elsa from Frozen, or it's going to, they're playing off of that, because the Snow Queen's been around way before Elsa was created.
Oh, no, that's true. Although, that's still Elsa. I am so fairly convinced that is Elsa.
Now, do you think that's cheap for them to bring in a character like that so soon, or, you know, being that,
well,
Frozen would only be the biggest animated feature in the world?
Well, it's Disney. It's a Disney show. And you know, done by ABC. So, they have free reign to bring on any character they have in their catalog. And Elsa is one of them. So, I'm not surprised. I am a little surprised that's shocking to me. A character that's fairly recent who has gained such a grand popularity and fan following is coming onto the show.
But the question is she good or evil? And if she's evil, if people have, believe it or not, not everybody has seen Frozen. Of course, they're hoping that will get more people interested in seeing the movie, but who knows? Some people may not still see Frozen and watch this and think Elsa is evil, because they make her evil in the show, because that's what Once Upon a Time do. They take characters that you heard was good and say, oh no, they're not really as good as you think they are.
By the way, it is Elsa. It's been confirmed by the producers. So,
okay.
And, yeah.
Tuesday, well, Monday I had a show to go out there that's not comic book related, but Tuesday we got the final episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And yep, the beginning of the end.
I have to say I'm glad it did not cop out on Agent Ward.
He got, agreed.
He deserved.
I'm glad they stuck with that.
And I don't want to see no redemption for him next season. You know, stick to your guns. Don't try to change him. He betrayed the team. He worked for Hydra and Agent Garrett. He needs to pay and suffer.
Yes, and great work on Simmons. We great follow up on that. And
What do you mean Simmons? You mean Fitz or Simmons?
Okay, both. I'll say both because finally Fitz gets to his senses that Ward is a bad guy. I'm like, oh good, now you can actually be a human being.
Yeah, but the way he was left, he may not be back on that show.
Yeah, they're vague as shit about what really happened to him because he could still be in a decompression chamber.
No, it's not that. He suffered brain damage.
No, okay, well, yeah, that's true. He suffered brain damage from the escape of the pod. And
from lack of oxygen, and so.
Yeah, and a broken arm.
And so, they don't know but, if he... They could be changing up next season who's on the show. And the baddest man on the planet showed up for half the episode. Nick Fury himself, Sam Jackson, made an appearance for the final episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., helped out Agent Coulson when he needed him the most, brought out the Coulson revenge weapon.
Yeah, that was a great... This episode had so many great moments, like Coulson grabbing that weapon from earlier. So like, yeah, I know what
called,
it does.
It's called Coulson's revenge.
Coulson's revenge.
That's what they call it on the Marvel... Facebook game. That's what the weapon's called, Coulson's Revenge.
I have not played that game in a while.
I know.
But again, the finale was expertly paced, well directed, nicely written. Great work by Samuel Jackson in the role of Fury.
And again,
I'm so glad Ward is still a bad guy. They stuck to their guns. And also great work by Bill Paxton.
And to answer the question whether or not S.H.I.E.L.D. is done, no, S.H.I.E.L.D. is just going to be rebuilt from the ground up. So,
yes.
I don't know. So next season, I don't know if they're going to just be going out on missions like they did this season, or they're going to spend time recruiting people and bringing in new agents and making the organization bigger, or they're going to come back and it's going to be done already and it's going to be an organization, or is S.H.I.E.L.D. just going to be his team and that's it? So,
mm-hmm.
A lot of questions to be answered. Of course, Wednesday was the finale of Arrow, Unthinkable.
Yes, Arrow. That's finale of the week. Arrow finale, Unthinkable.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me go back. About S.H.I.E.L.D. real quick. I didn't like that Fitz and Simmons part of the episode. I really would have done without that. I mean, they need to improve those characters if they're coming back. Well, I figure Simmons is coming back, but attitude needs to change. But anyway,
I like Simmons. I like Simmons more than I do Fitz.
No, because I don't like her because she was told, look, we are dealing with something. We don't know what it is. Do not be trying to contact anybody outside of this team. And she just wanted to do what she wanted to do. And, you know, this whole idea, oh, we can save lives. It doesn't work like that. But anyway, getting back to Arrow, Unthinkable.
Yes, Unthinkable. The see the finale to what I will call the great second season.
This was a three-part finale if you add it up.
Yeah, the episode City of Blood, Streets of Fire, and Unthinkable.
Stalin City is under siege by the Mirakuru Army, and Slade Wilson got it by the cojones and
balls.
And Argus, run by Amanda Waller, she's ready to wipe the city out off the map rather than let these soldiers get out to the world and wreak more havoc, which is part of Slade's plan. Plus, Slade wants to make Oliver Queen suffer even more by taking somebody else's life from him. The way he felt, Oliver's responsible for the death of the woman he loved, Shadow, on the island. And, you know, had a lot of returning characters. Nisa returned along with the League of Shadows. John Barrowman as Michael Merlin.
Yes.
Returned.
Speaking of which, Mr. Barrowman is now a series regular of Arrow as of the upcoming first season.
No, Flash. Isn't it Flash?
No, he's going to be on Arrow.
I thought I read Flash. Hold on.
Where the hell did you read that? Oh,
yeah. Is it you write Arrow?
Yeah. No, seriously. Where the hell did you read that? That's insane.
My dyslexia is kicking in. I'm sorry. I need to take medicine.
Maybe I need to take over this show.
I thought, I was watching Flash trailers, and I'm thinking he's going to Flash. That makes no sense, but okay, I go. Yeah, he's on Arrow. So, but I don't think he's going to be, like, out in the open as far as his, regular slot. Because, he got his little daughter, Thea Queen. He's going to make into a killer of some kind, or at least.
Yeah, that's going to be great to see. I love the absolute final confrontation between Slade and Oliver and the choice he brings up. And it also just shows how smart and cunning and wise Oliver is in thinking of his plan to truly bring down Slade. And this was just a great episode filled with so many great moments, like Roy getting his mask and the bow. And I just absolutely found this exciting, breathtaking, and fantastic. A nice little brief appearance of the Suicide Squad and a good cliffhanger.
Yeah, it looks like for next season we're going to find that Oliver wasn't on the island and where he got more of his training from and what's his connection to Amanda Waller, who's all kinds of badass. She mm-hmm. don't give a damn about nobody or nothing. She's just going to get the job done.
She don't give a fuck.
I like the way the fight went back and forth between what happened on the island between them and what happened in the real world. And I have to say, I wasn't fooled by the whole thing with Oliver and Felicity. And I'm kind of glad it was a fake out because I don't want her to fall in love with Oliver.
You don't want who to fall in love with Oliver?
Felicity.
Oh, Felicity. Yeah, I don't want that either. They work better.
I don't want them to have no romance. I don't want her pining over him. That just makes her, to me, it makes her a weaker character that, you got to have the main woman on that show fall for the hero, be rescued by him all the time, or, can't just be a strong equal. So far, they've managed to, stay away from that. Yeah, she's had to be rescued a couple of times, which, it's going to happen. But, we don't want it every week where she has to be rescued or damsel in distress or wishing Oliver would look at her the way she looks at him. I don't want that. And some people want Felicity and Diggle to have a relationship, but Diggle has his own woman. Who's on again, off again, and he was trying to get with his sister-in-law, who hasn't been on the show since the first season, and now is on Once Upon a Time as Maid Marian.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So.
Well, good on her.
Where we at? We almost done. So yeah, we got a Constantine and Gotham coming out this season.
Very excited about those.
Oh, I had I had another show in this week. Grimm.
What?
Which you should be watching too, but you won't watch because it's not scary enough for you.
Wait, watching what?
Grimm.
I just couldn't get into the show. Like, hey, I caught like the last 2 minutes before I watched Hannibal.
Oh, well. There's a character named Alan Shade. She's a hexen beast, which translates to a witch. She needs to die. She's caused so much trouble over the last 3 seasons. He needs to kill her in so many ways. It's not even funny. And hopefully he'll do it next season. Because the longer she stays around, the more chaos and trouble this woman creates. And she could not care less.
Well, I did just see something pop up across my Facebook feed. There is an official picture with the first look of Ronan the Accuser played by Lee Pace.
Oh, what, from Guardians of the Galaxy on Facebook?
Yep, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let me see if it's on my Facebook page.
I'll share it on the mine.
I should be getting the same information.
Well, it's from the Marvel Cinematic Facebook fan page. Hold on. All right, shared the photo. But yeah,
is Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, I'm on the page.
The community page. I love how Ronan
no,
looks.
No, that's not the right page. I didn't. You say this is in the chat room?
I'll share. Yeah, I'll share it in the chat room. Hold on.
Oh, no, because I didn't get it on Skype, so.
Oh, Skype. Oh, okay. Well, here you go. There's that. I love how Lee Pace looks as Ronan. The hammer looks fantastic. It looks pretty damn good in the comics. Minus green robes to substitute black, but I don't even mind that. It just looks goddamn fantastic.
Yeah, okay, so you're running the Accuser, folks.
You're a villain for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kree, which been talked about in different movies, but finally showing up in one. It was Kree, man, I tell you. Bad, bad people sometimes.
Anyway,
we got to get back to the news. What other news you got for me? What TV news? Are we done with TV news?
Yeah, we're done with TV news.
You sure?
Well, let me check. That's like a lot of, again, a lot of stuff happened. That we just pretty much blew through. Wait, there is news with AMC.
Oh, AMC. They calling bull hockey on Frank Darabont's lawsuit.
Yeah, AMC lawyer calls Frank Darabont's Walking Dead lawsuit ill-conceived. Now, if you remember, Frank Darabont filed a lawsuit against AMC last year claiming wrongful termination. He was fired as showrunner from The Walking Dead series in 2011. Now, the lawsuit is moving through the discovery process. AMC responded. And they're not pleased, Surfer. They're just, they're not pleased. This is a quote from AMC's attorney, Mark Kasowitz. Quote, doubling down on their ill-conceived theory of the case, plaintiffs will now seek to use discovery as to conduct a fishing expedition for the files of the defendants, a television network, two television studios, and a parent company to obtain access to highly sensitive propriety and confidential information that bears no relevance to plaintiff's claims, including highly confidential and proprietary information regarding to television shows other than that one issue, The Walking Dead. Darabond in the suit claimed that AMC bypassed normal network practice of buying shows from outside production companies by producing Walking Dead themselves and just essentially selling the show to themselves in the process, leading to the improper and abusive practice of self-dealing, and denying that Darabond the proceeds he is allegedly due from this. And Kasowitz also said, as for AMC's letter reprimanding the showrunner's claims by saying the allegations of self-dealing, he said, he contradicted plain language of the initial agreement, saying contracts are not screenplays. The law does not permit them to unilaterally rewritten simply because one party dislikes the ending. Yet, that is precisely what plaintiff seeks in this action.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't want to really get involved in who's right or who's wrong. I just want to watch some good TV, and hopefully everything will work itself out.
Well, I'm catching up on the Walking Dead books.
Yeah, I'm too scared to read those books.
Oh, come on, bro.
Look.
Bro, you didn't watch a scary movie, read a scary book.
You didn't have the childhood I had, okay? You don't understand. Don't tell me to grow a pair, because who are you? Who are you to talk to me like that?
Says the man who has avoided watching the Conjuring, Shining, a whole lot of stuff, because it's too scary.
That's right. I don't like scary stuff.
I'm just running with you, man. Although, seriously, what the hell?
Man enough to admit that. Are you man enough?
I'm man enough to admit I'm scared of tornadoes.
Why? All they do is take you to eyes, so, I mean, what's the big
deal? No, they don't! Did you see what happened to Arkansas recently?
Yeah, all those people ended up in eyes.
No, they didn't.
All right, well, look, people have gone to Oz and come back, so.
Well, I talk about some comics we've read.
We've run out of time. Uh-oh. Did I miss something? No, I didn't. That was...
Well, you
can talk about one comic.
One comic? I got two I want to talk about.
Yeah, but we're running out of time.
You got like 7 minutes.
Yeah, I got to do promos.
All right, I'll just briefly mention two comics I read. One was given to us by writer Guy Hansen.
Give it to us? I didn't get anything.
I sent them to you. I forwarded them to you.
Okay, but I must not have paid attention, so my bad.
Check your email. Like, seriously, dude, this happens every time. But Guy Hansen wrote a digital comic, Goof, about a superhero who's a likable guy, but kind of sucks at his job. And I found it, honestly, very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I haven't found time to read his other comic, Winter, yet, but Goof is something I actually do recommend. I found it undeniably charming, funny, and just an enjoyable read. I honestly think it's some really good stuff that I might keep reading this.
Okay.
And it made me laugh. I had a good sense of fun. Another comic I loved this week was my favorite book of this week, Captain Marvel number 3.
Yeah.
I just love this book. I love Carol Danvers. I love Kelly Sue DeConnick's writing. She just honestly gets what a great character Carol Danvers is, and why Carol Danvers is such a great character, and why I think Captain Marvel is awesome. She she just plain simple writes a fun sci-fi adventure
book.
Who
do you think should play her in a movie?
You know, people keep saying Katie Sackhoff, and I'm totally with them. Katie Sackhoff would be a great Carol Danvers. She can act, she can kick ass. She can do it all. I just love, I think Sackhoff, if given a chance, would make a great Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I'm totally on board if they ever decide to pull the trigger on that.
Okey-dokey. Is that it?
Also, go read all new X-Men number 27 and Batgirl number 31, especially if you're a Secret Six fan like me, because Ragdoll's in it. Because Gail Simone's writing it. And also Ragdoll. Because Secret Six was amazing. That's it.
Alright, so, join us every Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show at 6 p.m. 5:30 p.m. on pay-per-view weekends. Is that pay-per-view this weekend, next weekend?
No. There's not a pay-per-view until June 1st. WWE Payback.
But, yeah, there's a holiday coming up next week, people. Anyway, and then, of course, other shows on Rant EM Radio every Tuesday at 8 p.m. is the Rant with Double A. He goes over all the wrestling news and recaps Raw for you. Him and his co-host Tony C. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. And they go over all kinds of wrestling, classic and current. Usually, I believe Fridays is the Lex Experience podcast. Gets posted, pre-recorded.
Yes, it is.
Saturday nights is the wrestling calling show at William Morgan and Rage, and they talk anything and everything wrestling. And we're here every Sunday, and we are the best show in comic books on Rant EM Radio. There's no better show on Rant EM Radio to talk about comic books than this show. Number one, people.
Yeah, we are the entertainment in Rant Entertainment Media Radio. We are the real stars.
Number one. And, well, Jordan, I've made a decision for betraying your contract. You are on probation.
Oh, okay.
I hate to be the one, but, you know, like the Evil Queen told Emma, you know, having actions without, you know, caring about the consequences. Because poor Regina, you know, evil queen and everything. Part of the reason why she's evil, because she lost the love of her life, because her mother was such a heartless person. And literally she was heartless because she took her own heart out. And she thought she was going to find happiness with, of all people, Robin Hood. Who she was told by Tinkerbell would be her true love, but didn't know who was Robin Hood, because all she saw was a little tattoo on his arm with a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And but never wouldn't talk to him. And then, you know, she went on to become the Evil Queen, and he went on to marry Maid Marian. They had a little kid, and then Maid Marian died. So later on in Storybrooke, they find each other and they fall in love, and they think they always got a second chance for themselves. But Emma messes up, and she travels back to the past by accident, and she's trying to get back. She gets locked up by Regina, because Regina doesn't know who she is. She just thinks, oh, you helped Snow White. And she's locked up with this other woman who she thinks she needs to help, because the woman's going to be executed. And Hook told her, look, don't save her. If she's supposed to die, she's going to die. So they get the idea, let's take her back to the future. But this woman turned out to be Maid Marian. And of course, Robin, you know, loves Maid Marian. He's not going to say, oh, you're back, that's nice, but I love Regina. So that puts Regina in a situation where she can't have a happy ending. She's gonna be evil again, and it's just not right.
Hey, just relax. Just calm the fuck down.
You know, she lost the love of her life to her heartless mother, and Regina, you know, she's easily angry, and we'll see where this goes in the season. She feels that Emma is just like her mother, Snow White. Just don't give a damn about the consequences of the action. Anyway. Yeah, Once Upon a Time, it makes me emotional. I don't eat bonbons, but no, I'm just kidding.
God, don't upset the few any women that listen to this.
Anyway, I'm going to end this show now, and we're going to end it, and we're going to come back next week, and then I'm going to view this thing of Jordan, because that's going to weigh into his probation.
Oh, great.
You know, so.
So you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow Rant at RantEM Radio Surfer. Is that SS Forever?
Not SS Forever.
At Silver Surfer Forever.
No, Silver Surfer 4 on Twitter.
Okay, Silver Surfer 4.
F-O-R, 4.
I'm at Joe Woco, JOWOCO.
And we do have Twitter. Sorry.
And you can like us on Facebook. You can like the What Are You Reading comic book show page.
We do have an email. You could email us at silversurfer_lives@yahoo.com.
And again, you can find this. You can find this show after it's over on many places. You can subscribe to Rant EM Radio on iTunes and leave a rate us 5 stars and leave a review to help get the word out. Also, Rant EM Radio is on Podbean, where our shows are archived. So you could totally listen to us on Podbean if that is your site of choice.
And if you listened to last week's show, we did add on a summer movie preview onto the audio.
Onto last week's show. So then that was fun to record. So totally give that a listen.
So until next week, I'm Surfer.
I'm Jordan, and good night.
Good night and peace.